Next on the list is Louis Stacy.
Good evening, everybody. For those of you who know me, you know me. For those of you who don't, my name is Louis Stacy. I am the eldest son of the late Peter Delbert Stacy and Helen Patricia Messina. She was more commonly known as Tootsie Stacy in Ganawage. I, too, was born in 1958 in the area of Brooklyn, which we've come to know as Little Caughnawaga. In 1961, my mother and father moved back to real Caughnawaga, or real Caughnawaga, and I grew up here since. I was also a U.S. Navy veteran for 4 years. When I was honorably discharged from the U.S. Navy, I came back to Caughnawaga. I lived here for a year. I worked in St. Anne de Bellevue at John Abbott College for a little while, and then I joined the Iron Workers Union in June of 1981. So I've been a union iron worker for 37 years. Eight of those years, I've been working with the Mohawk Council. First, starting out with the Community Protection Unit from 2010 to 2015 or 16 as the Occupational Safety and Health Coordinator. Then when the Caughnawaga Labor Office opened, I moved over to the Caughnawaga Labor Office, and my new job title is currently the Occupational Safety and Construction Manager. We've worked as a team in the Caughnawaga Labor Office quite hard to get where we're at from where we were back in 2014 when the Caughnawaga Labor Agreement with Quebec was signed. We went from having zero programs to a program now which is functional. It's not the best program out there, but like all areas, it needs continuous work and upgrading. And we're moving along very well with it. During my time working with the Mohawk Council, I've worked with my team to develop training programs which assisted our people from Caughnawaga in gaining employment, not only in Caughnawaga or in Quebec, but across Canada and the United States. Out west in Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, those provinces recognize safety training that we've conducted here through the Caughnawaga Department of Occupational Safety and Health, and that is the first time ever that Caughnawaga has been put on the map, I would say, in occupational safety and health outside of Caughnawaga itself. So we're moving along very good in that area. Why am I running for a council seat? It's simple. To work for the people. To help the people of this community. Not only in labor or safety or emergency response, emergency situations, but in all areas where I could be productive and offer my assistance in developing or improving on the programs that we currently have. During my time being in Caughnawaga, I've participated on the radio station board of directors. I was the president, past president of Mohawk Branch 219, which is, as most of us know, is an organization that supports our local veterans. I've also, I'm an active participant at the community meetings, and I like to get involved in all areas of what is important to our community. And if I am elected to take one of the seats at the council table, I will take that responsibility and hold it in very high esteem and work very diligently to satisfy most of your needs. I know we cannot satisfy all of everyone's needs, but the harder that we work, the harder that we try, we can bring the people in this community closer together, where we could move forward in a faster fashion to benefit all of the people in our community. So with that being said, I want to thank you for coming out tonight, and good luck to all the my fellow candidates on July 7th, and thank you very much.
Next on the list is Ross Montour.
This is the live broadcast of Candidates Night at the Knights of Columbus on K1037 and online at K103radio.com.
I'm under orders to speak loudly and clearly, so if anybody needs me to speak louder in the back, just raise your hands and I'll do my best. I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. It's an honor to be here, to be considered by the community, by you people, to hold a position on the Mohawk Council of Kahnawake. I want to acknowledge and acknowledge and thank all of the people who are running. It's not an easy thing, I think, to come up and put yourself before the community and say, well, I think I should be considered to be on council. It's for you. It's not about us. It's about all of us, really. That's how I see it. I want to tell you something. I had the opportunity 3 years ago to run. And one of the reasons I ran was I was so frustrated with the fact that we had laws, like the membership law, for instance, but we didn't have the means to, I don't even want to use the word enforce it, I want to say support it. And there was not anything in place that would, at that time, say give people a course for redress. And unfortunately, that meant we had a case that went out to a Quebec court, a Canadian court, and we know how that turned out. And they, of course, look at things from the perspective of individual rights over and above collective rights. And so it couldn't go in our favor. And that's one of the problems. So, but coming back to run, it was interesting. Today I got a message from Mr. Bonspiel, and he sent me a question. He said, well, this is the question we're asking all the candidates. What do you feel you bring to the table of if elected to the Mohawk Council of Kahnawake? What I wrote to him was, what I will bring to the table is a clear, sober, and open mind, focused on working as a member of a team of individuals whose goals are aimed at advancing the needs and aspirations of Kahnawake Rono socially, economically, and politically. I possess a working understanding of the issues facing Kahnawake both internally and externally. More than ever, there is a profound need for us as a community to lay aside divisions within so that we may gather united strength to face the challenges coming from the outside. This demands, though, engaging with the community in a meaningful dialogue. The last time I ran, I it was important to me that I be nominated by women from the community, because as in our traditions, it's the women who raise the children, it's the women who take care of the homes, and traditionally, it's the women who select the leaders to speak for the people. And I went to my nominator, who nominated me the last time, and one of the things she said was, she said, "Augie Russ, I don't even know if I'm going to vote this time." And the reason is that, she says, "I don't feel like people are being heard." So for me, I took that to heart. And that's one of the things that I'm committed to, is the idea of we need to have a dialogue with one another. People in Gahluwangi are very, very passionate. You're passionate about things like the cultural center. We're also passionate about our lands, what little we have, what green spaces we have. And we saw that play out very passionately in the last few weeks. But what came out of it, I think, was a positive, because in one way or another, the community spoke to a great extent. It gave a very loud and clear direction to allow for the completion of the feasibility study for Ganyakahaga Uguwana Rowdy Jukwa Cultural Center and a community theater, which has been without a home now for too many years. They need that. We have a lot of sports in the community, which is excellent. But we have many children and even adults who have benefited from the theater program in the past. People who wouldn't even think about being able to come up here and speak. But through that program are unable to do that. I know I hear the thing going off. I will be on the radio also. I just want to say that one of the things that really, for me, to run and be a part of a team, I have spoken in my role as host of the Watar and the Party Line Talk Show, different people with different portfolios from the Mohawk Council, the chiefs, and the things that we have talked about have had to do with land, they've had to do with our membership, they've had to do with our jurisdiction, which really is ours to decide, all of those things. I'd be honored. I did have to my parents. My parents are the late Matthew Gagwiragerda Montour, who is also known as the General, and his first wife, Blanche Shanks Montour. I want to thank you for the opportunity. And if you think of it, you didn't do that to the rest of you.
You're lucky I'm in a good mood. Next on the list is Robert Patton, Jr.
Advance polling will be taking place at the Gold Age Club this Saturday at 10 a.m.
Good evening, everyone.
Noon.
Well, my name is Robert Patton, Jr. My dad is Robert Patton, Sr. My mom is Beverly Montour. It's very difficult. She passed away 5 months ago. She was my biggest supporter. What have I been working on for the last pretty much the 6 years? I've been involved in the public safety, public security of Gahluwangi, with the peacekeepers and everything to do with public safety. I've been on housing, assisting other chiefs on the many, many issues that we're facing. excuse me. But most of all, I've been involved with the Iroquois Caucus over the last 6 years. The Iroquois Caucus has been very active in fighting for our rights as Native peoples. One of the ones that I've really got involved in over the past year and a half was the Iroquois Caucus Working Group. Back in November, a year and a half ago, we had some Natives from Akwesasne, from our brother and sister community, that were arrested for hunting. And around the same time, we had an individual from Gahluwangi who was also arrested for fishing not far from here. And in that time, when we were looking at what we should do, we approached our council and we had full support, so we created the Harvest Working Group. Reason for that was We need to protect our harvesting rights, such as hunting, fishing, trapping, and all the medicines that are close to us. We had to revive all the treaties. We're trying to revive the treaties because that's who we are. And it seems like the governments today don't recognize these treaties, and they don't give us the recognition of who we are as First Nations people. We are diligent working with other First Nations in the protection of these treaties and protection of our rights. Some people may not think it's very important, but these rights are who we are and where we came from. Without them, we are not the First Nations of people who we are. So right now, when we defended the Mohawks of Akwesasne on the court cases that were being challenged, but when we put our, as the Mohawk Council of Ganawaga, with the support and with the push from the Iroquois Caucus and with the assistance of other First Nations, we were able to have the case withdrawn from the New Brunswick Court. And also one of our own local residents, we assisted them in also having their case thrown out of court because they recognized our rights as First Nations people. The reason why I'm very passionate about it is because the provincial government is continuously trying to extinguish our rights as First Nations people. If we don't put up the fight, then we're not going to be left with anything that we have today. Then we're going to lose who we are. One of the biggest ones was the AOO claims that had a vote that recognized many people who are really basically not even Native, that they recognize their vote, their rights, and that we have to stand up and fight for, because if the province continues to do such a thing, we're going to have that issue here in Ganawaga. All our land claims that are going to be what we're fighting for is going to be diminished, because if they recognize and allow these non-Native people to vote in something that important to us, we're going to lose in the end. So we got to stand up and fight. That's where we're at right now. It was said by one of the other candidates about drug rehab issues. That has been recent, and it's been very difficult for many of our community members. We have many addictions that have followed us for many years, and we have to stand beside our community members. And I've myself and another individual, Tani Pramam, have been working on a group of several other people with several lawyers that we are needed to fight this with the Quebec government, because at the end of the day, the Quebec government is looking at it as for me, it's a racist issue. They don't recognize who we are, but we have to stand up and show them who we are and get the recognition to help our people to get to a better place. Down.
Next on the list is Carl Horn.
First, I want to wish good luck to all the potential candidates here tonight, especially the new ones. This is my fourth candidate tonight. The first was in 2009. It's just like it was in 2009. We're just as nervous. Just a little bit about myself, if they don't know me. My father's Joe Horn. My mother's Bonnie Cross. My spouse is Angie Marquis. And we have three children, 24-year-old Kai Horn, 21 Cam Horn, and soon to be 18 Kendall Horn. Over the course of the last 21 years, I was fortunate enough to work for the community, so I know what they expect and deserve. 12 years as a police officer and the last 9 as a council chief. There's times where I'm brash and I'm outspoken, but at the end of the day, sometimes the council table needs that. I don't mean it in a negative way or be personal towards anybody. That's just the way I am, and sometimes I there's healthy opposition to the council table. That's usually me. I just want to speak about a couple of the last files I worked on over the course of the last 3 years, specifically sports and recreation, and acknowledge a few people that helped me accomplish some of those things. The first, obviously, was mentioned earlier tonight, the splash pad and the Orville Stand-Up Memorial Playground. We were very fortunate enough to partner up with 90% of the funding coming from the business people in the community to make that place as beautiful as it is now, and I'm glad to see as many community members enjoy it, as well as the work that's been done at the Gunawaga Sports Complex. Without the help of my sister-in-law, Carly, owner of Doka Markwi, who is the brains behind finding the money to make that arena look the way it is now, both inside and outside. She did a lot of work to find the funding to make that arena the way it is today. Moving on to the Kanawaki file. That's probably one of the most difficult files that I worked on due to the complexity of the lease that we're currently dealing with. Obviously, it's over 100 years old, that golf course, and the current lease that we're dealing with now was signed in the 70s. And my biggest thing when I got on the file was most importantly, transparency with community, especially the individual landholders. When that thing was signed in the 70s, I'm not sure if they were fully well aware of what they were signing. I want to make sure that when we move forward, when the new lease expires in 2021, that not only the community, but as well as the individual landowners are fully well aware of all the details in the file. I was very fortunate enough to work with technician Lanny Jacobs, and I want to acknowledge her. She does a lot of work on the Kanawaki file. We were able to find funding to do the consultation project that was done over the course of the last 3 years. And we were able to hire Linda DeLormier, who did a lot of work behind the scenes to make that possible. Once again, to be fully transparent with community, especially the individual landholders, moving forward on that most important file, which over the course of the next year is going to be very key finalizing that file. Moving on to the train station project. 3 years ago, I brought that up here to try and make sure we make life easier for our people, especially our young people going over to school in the city. We were able to make some headway on the project, but we just couldn't get past the 1 year pilot project that we were able to negotiate. We had concerns about the one after the 1 year, the financial commitment that the community has to make to make that train station feasible for our people. A lot of good work, again, Lanny Jacobs did on that file to get it to where it is now. So I'm hoping, if I'm reelected, to definitely get back on that file over the course of the next years. And finally, one of the other projects that I worked on was the Gunawaga Workforce Inclusion Plan when it came to the new works on the Champlain Bridge, which is very successful. It was probably one of the most rewarding experiences that I had, especially being involved with partner up with Damu Zakta to form an iron workers program for our younger generation of iron workers. It was, you know, a lot of them were very fortunate to graduate and be able to find work, not only on the Champlain Bridge, but in and around the city of Montreal. So that was one of the probably most the rewarding file I had. Moving forward, I'm hoping to work on those four files, especially with the upcoming works with the Mercier Bridge. I'm hoping, once again, they also started another ironworking program to put a lot of these kids to work there, hopefully, and make sure they not only get the money that they deserve, but to make sure they work right here in their backyard. Yeah.